This word is given to Portugal with emphasis upon the city of Lisbon, and the date is February 1st, 2013. I speak unto thee this day, and I say, yes, indeed, it is me, the living God, who has aught against thee. That is, I am grieved, I am sorely grieved with the sins you continue in, year after year, generation after generation, failing to repent. That is, I have sent my messengers, I have sent my prophets, I have sent my truth, and you have repeatedly rejected the same. And I say, your fathers were bold in their pride, in their arrogance, in their rebellion against me. And I say, you likewise have taken up the sins of your fathers, even growing worse than they. That is, because of the continual bloodshed, that is, because of the continual rejection, that is, because of the rebellion and hatred for truth, I say, woe is what is given unto thee. For I say, it is me, the living God, who is thoroughly disgusted and not pleased with thee at all. For I say, you have continued in a way that is hypocrisy, you have continued in a way that is darkness, and you have continued in a way that is murderous unto the truth. And special woe will come unto you, you filthy, vile city. You have spread yourself out as though you were a jewel when you are not. For I say, you are covered in filthiness, you are covered in all manner of degradations, you are covered in that which is a disgust unto me. And I say, you wax bolder as the years go by in your sinfulness and your iniquity than you think through your hypocrisy, that you look just fine to all. But I say, you are not fine before me, but I say, you are filthy, and I say that much abomination is committed in thee. I say that I, the living God, will bring down my suffering upon thee. I say that I will bring down my retributive justice through the manifestation of my wrath. For I say that I'm thoroughly sickened, disgusted, and dismayed at how evil you are. For I say, even though I have tried again and again and again to get you to turn from the wickedness, the evil of your day, of your ways, even unto the days of your fathers, who are long since gone from this earth. But I say, your fathers refused me, and I say that you have refused me likewise. I say that I, the living God, have sent warning after warning, and you have refused to hear the same. You have refused to turn from wickedness and evil and pay heed unto me. And I say, it is not as though you do not know me, for you know who I am. Yet I say, you continually reject me and reject me and reject me, choosing instead to go on in hypocrisy, pretension, and lies. And I say, you are a master at hypocrisy. You have done it for generations, and you love it so. That is, you love to put on in pretension. You love to put on in idolatry and pride while you are rejecting me. I say that I, the living God, will bring back upon thee the justice, that is, the retributive punishment that you are worthy to receive. For I say that I, the living God, am not mocked, nor am I deceived. And when nations turn aside and cities swell in pride, it is me, the living God, who brings them down. And I say, so it is with the nation, so shall it be with you, O proud city, for you are spread out in your array. And you are so contemptuous, you are disgusting unto me in the rebellion that you manifest day after day. And oh yes, you think somehow you get by with all of it because you have put on a face that is somber to the world. But I say, it is me, the living God, who knows the filth, who knows the iniquity, who knows the injustice that you are guilty of. And I say that those things do not get by on me, for it is me, the living God, who will punish in my wrath revealed. And I say that my wrath shall be revealed upon thee, and I say that men shall walk by and shake their heads. For I say, it is me, the living God, who is pounding and pounding and pounding down the proud in this wicked generation. And I say that you are indeed on the list, and I, the living God, shall deal in poundings with thee. For I say that for all of your pride you will not be able to escape my wrath when the same is revealed and made manifest upon thee. For I say, it is me, the living God, who is surely bringing down, bringing to naught the arrogant, flippant, and proud fools who have boasted in their array. That is, it is me, the living God, who will cause them to succumb to the punishments that I insist and persist in pouring upon them because they have strayed from my way. That is, they've gone according, they've departed and gone in a way that I, the living God, did not intend. And I say they've departed and gone according after the ways of the heathen, and they've loved it so. I say it is me, the living God, who is well able to bring down and bring down and bring down upon the wicked that which they justly deserve. And yes, indeed, it is true that you are summed up as wicked before me. For I say you have steadfastly resisted, refused the truth, even though it has been sin unto thee. And I say you have chosen instead hypocrisy and lies, pretension and mockery, putting on a vain show. And I say that the evil that lurks within thee is growing day after day after day, and there is none righteous to withstand the same. That is, the ones who were righteous were driven long ago from thee. For I say, you murdered my prophets. I say, you killed my messengers. And I say that the blood still cries out. Therefore I say, this day know of a surety that it is me, the living God, who will return the punishment unto thee. And I say that that which you have done through your fathers and even through your own hands shall be visited upon thee. For I say that I, the living God, do keep a record. I say that I keep an account. And if men do not repent, then the day is at hand that I give unto them that which they've given unto me, that which they've given unto the truth and to my messengers bearing the same. And I say, that which you have given has been evil. I say, you are disgust before me. For I say, you are not innocent of the blood that has been shed, nor are you innocent of the evil that has been done. But I say, you are found guilty this day before me. And I say, the truth of it is, you will receive the cup of my wrath, my fury revealed. And yes, if you think you have troubles now, I say that those troubles will be multiplied, intensified, and brought down upon thee. For I say that I, the living God, do not forget, nor do I forgive the unrepentant sins of the fathers that are visited upon you. For I say you continue in those sins, you do not seek to repent, nor ask forgiveness for your own sins, nor the ones of your fathers. But I say you are literally proud in your contempt, you are literally arrogant and foolish, because you have chosen to live far off from me. And I say there is a hardness of heart, even though you act as though you are soft and tender, it is not true. For I say beneath the softness there is a hardness that is hateful for me. That is, there is a hardness that rejects me and hates me and accuses me and refuses to bend unto me. Therefore I say this day that woe shall be the cup of wrath that is poured out unto thee, and ye shall drink of the same. And I say, it does not matter if you howl, you moan, you complain and accuse. I say that you will continue to lose. And I say, it is the just retribution. I say, it is what I, the living God, do intend for thee. For I say, you are proud and arrogant and hateful. And I say, it has been so for many generations. And I say, you are accountable for much that has been given unto thee, that you have refused, rejected, and not accepted at the mouths, at the hands of my prophets, my messengers sent forth, crying out for you to repent. Therefore I say this day, know that evil is what you have sown, and evil is what you shall reap. For I, the living God, will return the same unto thee, and you will be condemned, you will be judged under my wrath, found guilty, and receiving the punishments that I shall pour forth. And I say, yes, you shall be under continual poundings and poundings and more poundings, for it is me, the living God, who has declared it, and it is me, the living God, who will give it unto thee.